This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. You probably just heard that Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has gone all in with the New World Order global reset. He made an announcement which was obviously scripted, obviously him kissing the ring of the globalist king. How pathetic is this guy? He said that COVID-19 is a, quote, opportunity to push the global reset. And as part of this global reset, he said it's time to, quote, reimagine the way the money system works around the world. Now, I'm going to talk about this very dangerous word, reimagine. Anytime globalists and liberals and Marxists and fascists, when they want to royally screw you and destroy your country and destroy your savings, you know, take all your money. They want to steal all your rights and your money, crush you, enslave you. They use the word reimagine because that sounds more inspirational than tear down your fucking country and throw you in a gulag if you don't comply, right? So they use the word reimagine. We'll talk about this in a second. But first, consider the fact that many of us in the independent media, we have been screaming for months, most of the year, about how this COVID-19 plandemic, this engineered biological weapon, combined with weaponized lockdowns to crush economies around the world, that this entire thing was part of a global reset or a great reset. In fact, you may recall months ago, I published a free online book called The Global Reset Survival Guide, right? It's at globalreset.news. You can download it for free. It's 9 hours of audio, all about survival and prepping and how to make sure you don't get crushed and have your bank account looted by these evil globalists like Justin Trudeau. We've been screaming about this for months. And of course, we have been called conspiracy theorists. Oh, it's a conspiracy that there's any kind of a great reset coming. It's a conspiracy. Well, guess what? Here's what changed. The moment that the Democrats thought they rigged the election, the moment they thought they succeeded in stealing this away from Trump and installing Joe Biden as president, and they're convinced that they've achieved that, even though, trust me, they haven't. This is going to flip against them in a very nasty way. But the minute they thought they had achieved that, they began rolling out their public announcements for the Great Reset or the Global Reset. And this is what's happening with Justin Trudeau in Canada. Now they think Trump is off the playing field here. They think they've removed him. So then the banks are rolling out all their statements. Oh, it's time to reimagine how money works. You're going to be enslaved in a global cryptocurrency electronic wallet system monitored by your overlords. You'll never have privacy in your financial transactions ever again. And if we want to tax you, don't worry. We'll do it automatically. We'll just take money out of your wallet while you're sleeping. That's right. Oh, and if we want to have negative interest rates, we'll just take a little bit each day out of your wallet. Yeah, this is called reimagining. Yeah, reimagine all the ways you're going to get screwed by globalist government. And if you don't comply with the vaccine, ha, there's a fine. Yes, if you don't get vaccinated, for every day you're not vaccinated, there's another deduction from your reimagined online wallet. That's how this is going to work. A social credit scoring system and a cryptocurrency system tied to your biometric unique identity and with penalties for all the things that they don't want you to do. Oh, did you speak out against the transgenderism mutilation of a child? Well, you get a $500 fine. Well, it won't be dollars, but whatever. Crypto AmeriCoins or whatever. You get a 500 Crypto AmeriCoin fine. You must mutilate children. Otherwise, you'll be penalized. Reimagine childhood. See, so let's talk about this word, reimagine. This is the word of choice. I'm sure they tested this with focus groups. When the globalists got together and these radical left-wing Democrats, Marxists and communists, and they said, how do we explain to people that we're going to crush their entire country? We're going to crush their job prospects. We're going to crush their small businesses. We're going to take away their gun rights and take away their freedom of speech completely eviscerate the Bill of Rights, and we're going to defund the police, and we're going to release criminals in the streets, and we're going to let people in Oregon run around with heroin and meth, and they won't be arrested, but if you carry a plastic straw, then you'll be fined. How do we explain this to people that they're getting just completely reamed by this whole globalist system? What's the word for that? And then they came up with, oh, reimagine. Just reimagine your rights. Yeah, just reimagine living under an Orwellian nightmare, because that's what this is. But this is the way they want to say it. Let's reimagine the way money works. This is the World Economic Forum, right? The WEF stuff, the global reset stuff. Let's just reimagine the end of capitalism. Or let's reimagine a world without violence, which in their view, that means they take away guns from all the law-abiding citizens like you and me, but then criminals get to, you know, run free and do whatever they want because the DAs won't arrest anybody who's a leftist. So if you're a left-wing criminal with an AK-47 and a bag of heroin and you're pimping prostitutes and trafficking young children, hey, that's just what Democrats do. You don't even get arrested for that because there's no police anyway in Portland and Seattle and Los Angeles and Chicago. That's just being a Democrat. But if you're a conservative, Christian, Trump-supporting, redneck American living on a ranch in Texas like I do with a rifle, oh, you're an extremist. You see, that's how that works. Yeah, you're not doing any drugs. You're not banging prostitutes. You're not trafficking children. You're an extremist because of your views. Because you think that men and women are different. Because you think there's a God. Oh, you're an extremist. So it's all about reimagining how they're going to screw you. Reimagine your tyranny is really what it should be called. The World Economic Forum should be more like the World Economic FU group. You know, they're going to ream you and yeah, you're going to get to reimagine everything. Reimagine the horrors of World War II brought back to life as the radical left carries out genocide against Christians. Oh, there you go. Reimagine traveling in a dark boxcar down the railroad tracks to a gas chamber. That's what really you're going to have to reimagine here if we let this continue. And then they say, oh, you can never rise up against this because that would be violence, they say, as they're burning down your cities, you know, and they're kidnapping your children so they can serve their, you know, adrenochrome addict, sex slave, globalist pedophiles, you know, as they're taking away your guns. They say, well, you can't respond with violence. That's not civilized. It's not civilized. We have to reimagine your future in a way that's civilized. So you have to be polite as we enslave you. You have to be polite. You have to be civil as we steal everything you've ever earned in your new digital online wallet crypto theft system run by the globalists. You have to go along with it. If you resist, well, then you're an extremist. Reimagine your freedom in this concentration camp. Yeah, reimagine your health freedom in this COVID camp, complete with extra guillotines. Right, this is what it all is. You're not allowed to rise up. You're supposed to surrender. You're supposed to reimagine. It's like, I guess, if Hitler were alive today, you know, he would love the language of the left. He would say to the Jews, reimagine your country without you in it. You know, that's what he would say. This reimagine word, watch for it. Wherever you hear it, whether it's from Justin Trudeau or from Joe Biden or AOC, reimagine the energy system without fossil fuels. Yeah, I have actually reimagined that, and it's a world of mass starvation because all the food production shuts down because there are no solar-powered tractors, it turns out. You don't have solar-powered rigs delivering food on the highways. No, if you reimagine a world without fossil fuels, it looks kind of like Mad Max, actually. But they just tout it openly. They're like, this is a green New Deal. It's going to be green. Reimagine a world that's green. You mean like Soylent Green? What are you talking about, AOC? You insane left-wing lunatic? Eyeballs popping out of your head with all your insanity? I think we should reimagine America without radical leftists. How about that? Let's reimagine America without corrupt, pedophile, left-wing bureaucrats and politicians and grifters and people on the payroll of communist China. How about that? Let's reimagine America without traitors and treasonous actors, and then let's make that happen. I mean, if we want to use the word reimagine, why not use it for good? Instead of all the harebrained left-wing ideas, they just want to reimagine your enslavement and reimagine the tyranny and reimagine collapse and human suffering and death and destruction, because that's what Democrats stand for. They destroy their own cities. You see what's happening in Minneapolis? Oh, the shootings are through the roof because they fired all the police. There's no police anymore. It's like arson, rapings, and kidnappings, and murder, and lootings, and muggings, home break-ins all over the city now, and people are like, we called the police, no one showed up. Yeah, because you fired the police. Go figure. Oh, did you reimagine that shit happening? No, you didn't. Because you're stupid left-wing lunatics. So, frankly, we should reimagine a world without you, is what we should do. Without your insanity. And that would actually be a good world. How about we reimagine a world based on morality and ethics, huh? How about we reimagine a country rooted in Christian principles and individual liberty? How about we reimagine the year 2020 with honest elections instead of rigged elections? That's how we should be reimagining things. And let's also reimagine Canada without Justin Trudeau. How about that? Cheers to all of you in Canada who are listening today. I bet you agree with me. Justin Trudeau has got to go. He needs to get out of Canada. Maybe he'll flee to Argentina or something. Who knows, soon, when he's arrested for crimes against humanity, for going along with these evil globalists that are trying to kill everybody. You know, the depopulation agenda. Oh, reimagine the planet without 6 billion people. That's probably Bill Gates' bumper sticker. I'm reimagining this highway without you on it. That's what these globalists believe. They're insane. We should reimagine a world without them. So wherever you go, whatever you hear, just be careful. Listen for this word, reimagine, because it means a libtard globalist lunatic is trying to ream you hard. Every time you hear the word, red flag should go up. What? He said reimagine. What's he taking from me? How is he screwing me? What's he doing? That's what should happen. Have your reimagine radar running 24/7. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, he said reimagine. Get that guy. Get him out of here. Vote him out. Kick him out. Arrest him. Reimagine. How about we reimagine a world without them? That's the real goal. But look, there's more coming here. Get ready. My name is Mike Adams, of course, Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. I'd like to reimagine a world where the food isn't full of toxic chemicals and heavy metals and pesticides. That's what I've been trying to reimagine for 20 years. But, you know, only a small percentage of the population seems to be interested in not committing food suicide, you know, or vaccine-assisted suicide. That's coming soon, too. Wait till they find out. All these people lining up, raising their hand, give me the vaccine. I want the vaccine. I'm first in line. Give me the vaccine. Wait till they find out, you know, 6 months later. Okay, the brain damage side effect rate is 85%. And you are in the 85%. So, you know, sorry, we're speaking to what's remaining of your frontal lobe right now. Do you understand me? Nod, blink an eye. Oh, wait, they're blinking all the time. Nod if you understand. Squeeze my hand if you understand me. Are you ready for a second vaccine? Because we're reimagining your immune system. Ha! Yes. Yeah, these people, it's vaccine-assisted suicide. Reimagine that. Wow. Okay, but thank you for listening. Catch me on naturalnews.com as well as brighteon.social. Thanks for listening. Be safe.